Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Will of God in the Life and the Writings of the Servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. Let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, I'm nothing. You are all. Come, O Divine Will. Come, Divine Will, to think in my mind, to circulate in my blood, to look with my eyes, to listen in my ears, to speak in my voice, to palpitate in my heart, to move in my motion, to suffer in my suffering, and may my soul consume, infuse with your will, be the living crucifix immolate for the glory of God the Father. Come, O Divine Will, to pray in me, and then offer this prayer to yourself as mine to satisfy for the prayers of all. O Supreme Will, come to reign upon earth, invest all generations, win and conquer all, and do not delay any longer. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We ask the Blessed Mother to be with us as we go through this passage from the Book of Heaven. Today we are going to look at this passage that comes from Volume 20, February 19, 1927, and the title of this passage is Jesus invites her to fight. How Jesus fights through his knowledge, through the examples, through the teachings, while the soul fights by receiving them and by following the acts of his will in creation and redemption. Luisa writes, I was continuing my fight in the divine fiat, and my sweet Jesus made himself seen, coming out from within my interior and braiding his hands with mine, inviting me to fight with him. I was so little, and I did not feel capable and strong to fight with him, more so since a voice came out from within, a light, that said, she is too little, how can she win this fight? And Jesus answered, on the contrary, it is because she is so little that she can win, because all the strength is in her littleness. All her strength is in her littleness. Very often we see that Luisa finds herself in the immensity of the light. This light, which is God's uncreated light, the light of the Blessed Trinity. It is because she is so little that she can win. This passage reminds me of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 3, that Jesus tells to his disciples, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this little children is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. This notion of becoming totally dependent on God's divine providence, trusting always in him, to become nothing so that he can do everything in us. And this is the key to live in the divine will, to give up our free will, to become nothing so that in our nothingness we will find everything. Wherever the will of God reigns, there is the kingdom of God. Jesus wants to reign in our soul. And he is asking us to become little, to become nothing, so that he can do everything in us. If we become nothing, he can do everything in us. Luisa writes, I was disheartened, nor did I dare to fight with Jesus. And he incited me to the fight, told me, my daughter, courage. Try. If you win, you will win the kingdom of my will. The kingdom of the divine will wants to descend and to reign in the creature, in the midst of the creatures. How do we fight? Our Lord tells us, every new knowledge we acquire about the kingdom of the divine will, about the writings of the divine will, is like a soldier. It's a new fight. Nor should you stop because you are little, because I have placed at your disposal all the strength of created things. So together with you fights all the strength contained in heavens, in the sun, in the water, in the wind, in the sea. They all wage war on me. They do it with me to make me surrender the kingdom of the divine fiat. They do it with creatures, with the weapons that each created thing has in its power, to make them surrender to recognize my will, meaning to make the creatures, to make us surrender to the divine will, so that creatures may let it reign as they themselves let it reign. We know that all creation is fixed in the will of God. Since created things are already fixed in the divine will, they are still in the same place in which they were created. It was only man that came out of the divine will of God. On account of original sin, Adam willfully disrupted the harmony that existed between him and nature, between him and all creation, between him and God. That's why we need to exercise our human will in union with the divine will. Because in the Garden of Eve, Adam chose to exercise his free will against our Father and God, against our Creator. And this brought disharmony, chaos, disruption. Now we need to unite ourselves to the will of God, as the Catechism of the Catholic Church asks us in number 2860, so that united to the divine will, everything that we do will have the divine will as the force behind every single act, the force operating behind every single act that we do. St. Augustine, in one of his sermons, in Sermon 169, he tells us that the God who created us cannot save us without us. In other words, we need to exercise our human will in union with the divine will. This gift that God has given us, the free will, he respects so much this gift that he will never overcome, he will never override our freedom. That's why, again, St. Augustine says, the God who created you cannot save you without you. He will not force anything on us. He comes in his humbleness, asking us for this gift, the gift of our free will. Let's continue with the text. In wanting to win, they all have placed themselves as though in order for war. In seeing that creatures resist, wanting to win by all means, because they have within them the strength of that will that animates them and dominates them. With the weapons they possess, they knock down people and cities with such empire that no one can resist them. You cannot comprehend all the strength and power that all the elements contain. It is such that if my will did not keep them as though restrained, the world will be so fierce that they will make a heap of the earth. The force that dominates all created things is the divine will. Again, if we go back to the original state of man, we see that Adam was living in complete harmony in the Garden of Eden. But it was only until he exercised his free will against the divine will that even the elements, even nature, turned against him. And these elements, all nature, all creation is fixed in the will of God. As a consequence of Adam exercising his free will against our God and fathers, created things turn against us. Now their strength is also yours. Therefore you go around in their midst to put them in order for battle. Let your acts, your continuous asking for the kingdom of the supreme fiat, call all creation to stand and attention, and my will, moving within it, places all of its acts in royal office in order to give them the win, in order to give creatures the kingdom of my divine will. Therefore, it is my volition itself that fights, that wages battle with my very will for the triumph of its kingdom. Our acts done in the divine will, this is the way to fight, our Lord tells us. How do we fight? By doing acts in the divine will. How do we call the divine will to descend upon our souls, to descend upon earth, and to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven? By doing acts in the divine will, our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picaretta. Go ahead and immerse yourself. Do all your acts in the divine will. This is the way to ask for the kingdom to descend, my brothers and sisters, by doing every single act in the divine will. Therefore, go ahead and fight, for you will win. And besides, to fight in order to win the kingdom of my supreme fiat is the holiest fight that can exist. It is the most just and most rightful battle that can be fought. This is so true that my will itself began this war. And this fight, as it formed the creation, and only when it wins completely, then it will surrender. The divine will wants our human will. But do you want to know when you fight with me and I with you? I fight when I manifest to you the knowledge about my eternal fiat. The Lord fights for our human will by giving us the knowledge of the eternal fiat, of the divine will. So every time we read the Book of Heaven, every time we come to know more about this gift, every time we do acts in the divine will, the more we grow in the knowledge and understanding of living in the divine will, the more we learn how to live this way, the more we learn of this divine science. The Lord is fighting with us, giving us this knowledge. So each saying, everything, is one more fight that I make in order to win your will. Everything is for the human will. The Lord does all of this because He wants our human will. So we must surrender our will to the Lord. Jesus, I surrender my will to you. Jesus, I give you my will. Come, O divine will. Jesus, I give you my will in exchange for your divine will. This is all He wants. And this is the answer for everything, my brothers and sisters. We can do everything in the divine will. And the Lord will be pleased with us if we surrender our will. If we surrender our will, our soul will be ordered. We will grow in holiness. We will grow in the likeness of God. We will receive all the divine attributes that our soul needs. Because the divine will contains everything. It contains all the divine attributes of God. I fight with you when I teach you the way that you must follow, what you must do in order to live in my kingdom, and the happiness, the joy that you will possess. In sum, I fight by dint of light that my knowledge contain, I fight by dint of love, and by the most touching examples in such a way that you cannot resist my fight. I fight by means of promises of happiness and joy without end. My fight is persistent, nor do I ever become tired. But for what? To win your will. Your will, to win your will. Your will, and in yours, those who will recognize mine in order to live in my kingdom. This is us, my brothers and sisters. Our Lord is telling Luisa that He is giving her all this knowledge about the gift of the divine will to win her will, and only hers, but the will of all of us who come to know this gift. And you fight with me when you receive my knowledge, and placing this knowledge in your soul, you form the kingdom of my supreme fiat within you. And fighting with me, you try to win my kingdom. The kingdom of the divine will has to be formed first in our souls, because that's the rightful place for the divine will in the creature. God wants to rest in our soul, in the soul of the creature. This reminds me the first sermon of our Lord Jesus that we find in volume 35, January 10, 1938. When our Lord Jesus, in teaching these children, tells them, "You have a Heavenly Father who loves you. You have a Heavenly Father who longs for you, who wants to be recognized. You have a Heavenly Father who lives within you." Our celestial Father wants to be recognized. That's why the kingdom of the divine will has to be formed within us. As the Lord says to Luisa in this passage, "You form the kingdom of my supreme fiat within you." How? By receiving this knowledge of the divine will, by doing acts in the divine will, by surrendering our will to the Father's, by giving up our will so that the divine will can do everything in us. Our Lord tells the children, therefore, love him very much. And He told the children, "Give me your word that you will always, always love him." Say together with me, "We love you, our Father who art in the heavens. We love you, our Father who dwelt in our hearts." In other part of the Book of Heaven, our Lord reveals to Luisa Picarreta the first words Adam said to God as a correspondence for his love for him. "Thank you, my God and my Father, the author of my life." God recognizing our God and Father, placing him at the center of his soul. This is what the divine will wants, my brothers and sisters. But in order for the divine will to be enthroned in our soul, the human will has to be removed. And Jesus, our Lord, is telling Luisa Picarreta in this passage that by giving us all this knowledge about the divine will, He's waging war on us. For what? For what purpose? Only to win our human will, so that He may reign in our hearts, in our souls. If the divine will reigns in our souls, then our intellect will receive the light that emanates from this knowledge of the divine will, that emanates from the divine will reigning in the soul. The three powers of the soul will receive the light. The memory will be able to recall back. The will not have life anymore in us, because it will be the divine will doing everything in us, every single act done in the divine will. And this will be giving praise, glory, honor, and adoration to God the Father. Not only on our behalf, but on behalf of all the human race. That's why this gift is so amazing, because it allows us to give God to God. It allows us to give to God on behalf of every single creature. So we stand before the divine majesty, bringing the praise, the glory, the honor, the adoration of all the human race. Just by becoming nothing, we find everything. By becoming nothing, we are able to possess everything. Let's continue with the passage. Each one of your acts done in my will is a fight that you make with me. In each round you do, through all creation, to unite yourself to all the acts that my will has done in all creation. You call all creation to wage war in order to win my kingdom, moving my very will, dominating in all created things, so as to wage war on my will itself, in order to establish its kingdom. This is why, in these times, the wind, the water, the sea, the earth, the heavens, are all in motion more than ever, waging war against creatures as new phenomena occur, and how many more will occur, destroying peoples and cities, because in war it is necessary to dispose oneself to suffer losses, and many times also on the part of the winner. There have never been conquest of kingdoms without war, and if there have been, they have not been lasting ones. Our Lord tells us clearly how we fight with Him when we receive a new lesson, something new about the divine will. Each word, each act done in the divine will is a fight. You fight with me when investing everything I did and suffered in my humanity, that is, my tears, my sufferings. When you impress in them your I love you. Every time that we do the rounds of creation and we impress our love you in every created thing, we are waging war against the divine will, asking the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. That's why it's so important to do the rounds of creation also. Every time that we impress our I love you, in every single step that our Lord Jesus took, in every single word He spoke, in every sacrament He instituted, in everything He did, when we impress our I love you, we are waging war on the divine will, asking the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. One way to do the rounds of the divine will, to be focused on this way of living, is as you drive, as you wait in line, just go around doing your rounds of creation, impressing your I love you in every created thing, in every act of redemption. Jesus, I place my I love you in every single tear of yours. I impress my I love you in every single word you spoke. Jesus, I impress my I love you in every single act you did. I impress my I love you in every single prayer that you elevate to the Father. Jesus, I impress my I love you in every single pain and suffering you endure for me on the cross. When you impress your I love you in every word our Lord Jesus spoke, in every miracle He performed, in every sacrament He instituted, you are giving the praise, the glory, the honor, the adoration that belongs to Him. Again, not only on your behalf, but on behalf of all the human race. The acts down in the divine will are so powerful that our Lord tells Luisa Picaretta in volume 22, August 21, 1927, the following. My daughter, the power of the prayers, of the acts, of the pains suffered in my will is unreachable. While you were praying and suffering, my blood, my steps, my words were praying. My pains were being multiplied and repeated. So all that is done in the divine will gives me the occasion to repeat again what I did while being on earth. And this is the greatest act in order to placate divine justice. One single act in the divine will embraces all the acts. It multiplies our acts, is what our Lord Jesus is telling us. There is another beautiful passage that comes from volume 21, May 18, 1927, in which our Lord tells Luisa Picaretta that even the angels, they are enchanted when they see us doing the acts in the divine will. My daughter, the value of the acts done in my will is so great that the angels consider themselves fortunate to receive them. They see in them the creative virtue They hear the echo of the divine fiat in these acts, that while being light are divine voices, and while being voice are melodies, are beauties, sanctity, divine science. And since my will is virtue of heaven, the angels aspire to bring them into the celestial dwelling. Anything that is done in my supreme will cannot remain on earth. At most, they can be done down below, but my will itself, like a magnet, draws them back to itself, into their source, and gives birth to new in the celestial fatherland. Even the angels, they feel joy, and they consider themselves fortunate to receive and to bring these acts done in the divine will to our Heavenly Father for His praise, His glory, His honor, and His adoration. You fight with me when investing everything I did and suffered in my humanity, that is, my tears, my inmost intimate pains, my prayers, my steps, my words, and even the drops of my blood. You impress in them your I love you, and for each one of my acts, you ask for the coming of the kingdom of my supreme fiat. Who can tell you the fight that you make with me? You move my very acts to wage war, to surrender the great kingdom of my supreme fiat. I fight with you, and you fight with me. The Lord says to Lisa, therefore, I fight with you, and you fight with me. This fight is necessary to you in order to win my kingdom, and to me in order to win your will. This fight is necessary, our Lord tells us. For us is necessary in order to keep calling the divine will to descend, in order to ask the Lord to let this divine will descend and reign on earth, to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven, which is the petition that is contained in the Our Father. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is necessary, our Lord tells us, so that he can surrender this gift to all of us. And it is necessary for us so that every single act that we do in the divine will dispose our souls, will give us the capacity to receive more. It will give us the light to grow in the knowledge and understanding of this great gift that our God and Father was to give to all creatures. He is the divine beggar who comes and begs for our will. Let us not deny our human will to our God and Father. Let us surrender our will to Him, fiat. Jesus, I'm nothing, you are all come, O divine will. Jesus, I give you my will. As you receive communion, Jesus, I receive you with your will. As you go back to your pew, Jesus, I thank you with your will. I give you my will. All this world, all this suffering is only so that the creature may surrender to our God and Father. This word, my brothers and sisters, is necessary. It is necessary because it will dispose us to receive this gift. And all creation is waiting for this, our Lord tells us. See, each word you write is also a fight that you make with me. One more soldier that joins the army that must win the kingdom of my will. Therefore, be attentive, my daughter, for these are times of fight, and it is necessary to use all means in order to win. Each word that we read about the divine will, our Lord says, is like a soldier asking for the divine will to descend. The divine will is light. It will expand our knowledge and our understanding of this divine gift. It is important to read always. It is important to fuse ourselves, to immerse ourselves in the divine will. Many people, when I introduce this gift to them, when I try to talk about the divine will to them, they tell me, well, Father, you know, I already do the rosary, I already pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, I already go to Mass, all of this. I don't need another devotion. They see the divine will as a burden. But my brothers and sisters, the divine will is not meant to be a burden. On the contrary, the divine will elevate all your prayers, all your acts, everything that is not a sin, it will elevate it to the perfect, to the eternal. So you can do everything in the divine will as you prepare to say the rosary. You can say something very simple. I immerse myself in the divine will. With your will, I pray this rosary. I immerse myself in the divine will to pray the divine mercy chaplet. With your will, I pray. I immerse myself in the divine will to go to Mass, to receive the Blessed Sacrament. With your will, I immerse myself in the divine will to adore you, O Lord, when you go to Holy Hour. With your will, I adore you. With your will, I praise you. With your will, I glorify you. This gift, my brothers and sisters, is not meant to be a burden. It would elevate all our prayers to the perfect, to the eternal. It will multiply our acts in order that God the Father will receive all the praise, the glory, the honor, and the adoration that is due to Him on behalf of all the human race. So we must not squander this great gift. We must not waste any time. We must not waste any of our acts. We must give to God the Father what He wants. Our human will. We must occupy ourselves with this gift, my brothers and sisters. All the graces that we need, we find all these graces in the church. And this gift is being deposited in the church. These writings approved by the church, they help us understand the highest revelation, which is our Lord Jesus. He is the highest revelation. He is the fullness of revelation from God the Father. And through these writings, we come to understand that revelation. It is important to read the Book of Heaven, the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. It is important to place all our acts in the divine will. It is important to surrender our will to the Father. Again, He comes as a beggar. In the divine appeal our Lord Jesus gives to Luisa Picarreta, He tells Luisa that everything He did, each drop of His blood, each of His pains and steps, and all the things He completed was done only to win our will and to give us the gift of His will that will give us the light and the strength that we need to overcome our sins, to overcome our tendencies. I encourage all of you, my brothers and sisters, to use the divine remedies that our Lord gives us, that the Church offers us, especially the sacrament of confession. I encourage all of you to dispose your souls to receive this gift by using the sacrament of confession and then enthroning the divine will in your hearts, in your souls, calling the divine will to descend upon your soul, surrendering your will to the Father, to Jesus. Jesus, I'm nothing, you are all. Come, a divine will. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 2, sacred scripture says, there is an appointed time for everything, time for every affair under heavens, a time to plant, and a time to uproot the plant, a time to turn down, and time to build. This, my brothers and sisters, for us, that we know the gift of the divine will, is time to build, is time to sow, is time to ask the Lord to let the divine will descend upon earth as He reigns in heaven by immersing ourselves in the divine will, by doing everything in the divine will. This concludes our program today. Let's finish with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Jesus, I love you with your own will, and I thank you profoundly for the knowledge and gift of the divine will. Amen. May the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen. Thank you for listening.